Do you know that people probably talk more about the weather than anything else? Weather is an important part of everybody's life. It affects what we wear, what we do, and where we go. There are so many words used to describe weather. Can you think of some?
Well, there's cloudy, rainy, sunny, windy, snow, hurricane, thunderstorm, blizzard.
Those are just a few. Let's find out all about weather and how it affects our lives. Did you know that the sun is the world's weather maker? It's always shining up in the sky, whether you see it or not. It doesn't matter whether it's cloudy or rainy or nighttime. The sun is always there. The planet Earth is 93 million miles away from the sun, so we get only a very tiny part of the sun's rays. And it's a good thing, too, because the sun is extremely hot. Thousands of degrees, as a matter of fact.
As the Earth turns on its axis, it brings different temperatures and causes daily changes in our weather. There are changes in our seasons, too. In the summer, our half of the Earth, or hemisphere, as it is called, is turned toward the sun. The sun beats right down on us, giving us a lot of heat. But in the winter, our hemisphere is facing the sun less directly, and so we have cooler weather.
If we didn't have the sun, the Earth wouldn't be able to exist. With no sun to warm the Earth would quickly cool down. And it would be very dark, too. Well, maybe there'd be a tiny bit of light from the stars in the sky. There would be no winds or weather changes either. The water vapor in the air would freeze and soon fall to Earth in a blanket of snow.
There would be no plants without the sun, because most plants can't grow without sunlight. And without plants, animals would have nothing to eat. So with no sun, we'd have no plants and no animals. And I guess you know what that means.
No us. Without plants and animals, people would have no food. And so, our Earth can't live without the sun. But remember, even though you may not see the sun, it's up there in the sky helping us stay alive.
Sup, everybody. It's the Drew Bezzi Show. Yeah. Bezzi Show. You know what? It's summer. Or it's about to be. Or if you're listening to this 3 years from now, then it was summer once. Yeah, and so I don't know why, but for some reason this show has an astrological theme to it. Because I don't know anything about astrology other than reading a horoscope now and then, but nevertheless. If you are a Cancer, a Leo, or a Virgo, your signs are in summer. So we're just going to explore that a little bit, you know. That's pretty fucking mind-blowing, really. It's kind of psychedelic. And so we're going to just have a little psychedelic exploration of the sign. For better or worse. Yeah. You know, I gotta add here, though, you know, the signs is not as important as the summer. So we're here. We're right here. Summer. I mean, remember summer? How fucking important it was when you were like 14?
Children are going to the most glamorous of all summer camps, Camp Mohawk. There's a two-year waiting list, and every child has to be voted in. On top of all that, it costs $1,000 a week to go to Camp Mohawk. The question is it worth $1,000 a week?
It sure is. It's the best darn camp there is.
Well, are you connected with Camp Mohawk?
Well, I think so. I'm the program director, Jerry Aldini.
Well, how do you justify $1,000 a week?
Well, we have some special programs. We're doing Shakespeare in the Round again this year, of course. Our political roundtable, Henry Kissinger, will appear. Yasser Arafat is going to come out, spend a weekend with the kids, just rap with them.
That's amazing.
And the kids wanted animals, so this year each camper will stalk and kill his own bear in our private wildlife preserve.
Are you sure the children can hack them?
We'll see. But the real excitement, of course, is going to come at the end of the summer. During Sexual Awareness Week, we import 200 hookers from around the world, and each camper, armed with only a thermos of coffee and $2,000 cash, tries to visit as many countries as he can. And the winner, of course, is named King of Sexual Awareness Week and is allowed to rape and pillage the neighboring towns until camp ends.
That's incredible.
What do you expect for $1,000 a week? Hey, you have a good summer too, huh?
On a warm, sunny day in a neighborhood a lot like yours, the gang is having a club meeting. Donnie is president and is speaking.
Hey, you guys, I was just thinking. We ought to do something different this summer.
Oh, boy, here we go again.
Yeah, Donnie. Every summer we start off the same way and end up doing the same thing we were doing last year.
Hey, Eddie and Jennifer, can't you give a fellow an even break?
The very same words he said last time, too!
What else can you do in the summer besides swimming, hanging out in the woods, and making blueberry pies?
We want to do it, too! Hey, can we? Huh?
Andy and Kelly, we haven't even decided what we're going to do, or if there's anything to do.
Mr. Vice President, I think you should be using some of that gray matter upstairs to help us find something else to do.
Look, old buddy, I've really been trying. In fact, I was thinking all winter long and still haven't come up with anything yet.
In the meantime, just outside the clubhouse, you see two funny-looking characters running very fast.
Thank you. tide turns twice, then turns again. Cancer's moon children watch from houses with all their windows opened wide, wanting to be touched by everything. Endless naked moonlight swims in the green sensational sea. Throbbing with the wave beat. Laughing the lunar laugh. Sobbing in the dark when the moon shrinks. Pearl is white, onyx black. Both are smooth, and in Cancer's feeling hands, they come alive.
is BAI, and you're on the air.
Hello, Baba.
Yes.
I wish you could help us try to work through what is, I'm sure, troubling many people, not just us. My husband and I both practice Hatha Yoga because we know it's good for our bodies. We feel it. And Karma Yoga we learned from our parents when we were little kids, you know, right action and good deeds. Mm. But you talk about no desire, no attachment. And what do you do when you have little kids and you're in the world and you know their teeth hurt, so you have to get them to a good dentist, and your little boy says, Mom, I'd love a bicycle, and your little girl maybe wants to play some kind of music, and so she wants some kind of an instrument and lessons which cost money. And then you try to get Hatha Yoga lessons, or you try to go to a lecture by a yogi, and you have to pay $250 or $3 because they don't let you in free. So how do you fight the desire, which comes with having to earn money and be in the world, and the attachment to these kids who you know as a psychologist need this attachment, without which they couldn't survive, and which is, in many sense, a very healthy kind of thing. I'm not talking about neurotic attachment, I'm talking about the loving attachment. How do you work that through? I mean, if you're alone, if you can live in a little hut in the woods as you do, or as you've spoken about, then I can see that. I can see eating alone. But you know, the only time you get to see your children when you work is at the table. And you have to talk. It's the most important time. If you don't talk and you want some quiet because you're tired from working, the kids cry and say, you don't talk to us. So what do you do then about working through living in the world, living with children whom you love and who love you and need you, who are very young creatures and dependent on you, and still pursue this path?
You're a beautiful being, and I hear you perfectly.
Lord, I got to raise a fuss. Lord, I got to raise a holler. What am I gonna do, Lord? There ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mama, papa told me, son, you got to make some money. Well, if you wanna use a car to go riding next Sunday. Well, Lord, I didn't go to work. I told the boss I was sick, he said. What am I gonna do, Lord? There ain't no cure for the summertime blue. I've got to take the weeks, I've got to have up my vacation. I've got to take my problem to the United Nations. I done told my congressman and he said, whoa, Nick is what? Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Thank you.
summertime blue. Wow!
Bye.
one as the sun is one, claiming the whole sky as its own. Leo, Lord of Lights, bursts upon the scene with orange-yellow splendor. Where pride walks, every room is a stage, every face a spotlight, every word and gesture etched in stone. Rubies on his royal fingers and diamonds on his regal toes. Proud Leo, with life overflowing, will hear applause wherever he goes. 5 o'clock doesn't end the workday. Virgo's nimble watchmaker mind ticks on. Corundum is the reason for sapphire. Virgo, earthbound builder of planes, landlocked draftsman of ships. Mercury's mini-eyed measurer explores an atom with room to spare, can survive within a fraction. The circle is perfect, but the world isn't round. Virgo can prove it.
Buying a camp next year. You want to go up?
No, I don't think so. I kind of like it here.
Let's say it was the moon dust that drifted down from heaven to fall upon your shoulders and nestle in your eyes. Let's say it was the moon dust with all its ancient powers, much more than any mortal ever could devise. And it made me love you, and it made me never want to go away. And it made me helpless, and it made me always wanna stay that way. Let's say it was the moon dust that hides behind the moonlight, that fell and set us free with its moon dust.
Are you ready for the hot night? Summer, summer, are you ready for the hot night?
Yep, that was another Buzzy show based on some sort of hippie stuff and like horoscope things. I don't even remember. Leo, I think, was one of them. Virgo. Cancer, Leo, and Virgo. Yeah. Y'all are a summer camp signs. Summer camp thing with I don't know anything about that shit. Well, I don't know anything about astrology or anything like that, and I don't really care, but, I know that we're entering into a mysterious summer. It's going to be very strange for all of us.